January 1st, 1971, President went to Camp David, and Ehrlichman and I also came out bringing our whole families. It snowed heavily last night, and there's about 2 feet of snow at Camp David now. It's beautiful and very pleasant, although cold. Kids are having a great time. Julie and David didn't come up. Trisha and Eddie are here, and the Nixons brought Roger Johnson and Louise up with them. The President called in the early afternoon, said he had had a good talk with Bob Hope, Billy Graham, and a few others on his New Year's telephone calling. Hope told him that he wanted to give him a medal for bravery on the basis of his handling the press at the last press conference. The President was very upset by a report in the sports section today that the Stanford football team was running around their hotel in sandals and shorts, and that their quarterback had enjoyed posing for pictures with the topless dancers from San Francisco. The story was trying to make them out as being good guys because of this, and sneering at Ohio State as squares because they were wearing neckties and blazers. The President said for the first time he was going to root for the Midwest team in the Rose Bowl. He was concerned about some press stories that hit us for not inviting Muskie to the Clean Air Bill signing yesterday, and wants Ziegler to really use this as a case in point to hit back on this being a bum rap for us, and then shift to the point that the President has been the most gracious non-political president in history in terms of his treatment of his present, future, and past opponents. Actually, this is true in that Truman never had Hoover at the White House. Eisenhower never had Truman. Johnson and Kennedy never had Nixon, whereas Nixon has had Humphrey, Johnson, Muskie, Teddy Kennedy, and everybody to the White House on various occasions. And then we get one little incident like this, and we're stabbed unfairly. He also got into the point of what we do with Klein. And I didn't tell him I'd had a long talk with Herb yesterday and taken no action. He wants to go ahead on the plan we had originally discussed, which was to have Klein retain his title and his post, but no administrative responsibility, and just let him operate as a solo operator. He then rambled on some more about the whole PR business again, getting back to the Evans and Novak column that he had discussed yesterday, but overall seemed to be in a pretty good mood. And I assume we'll spend the rest of the day and evening watching football games like most of the rest of the country. End of January 1st.